might have done better if it was one-on-one. But to have the whole crew get them, and then you the one slipping and sliding in the back, that ain't cute. That ain't cute.
Right.
He giving corny, and Miss Danny, she the one taking the L. She done been called the $2 H.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, my. You be happy if you crack up. He just dissed her. He just I'll be watching you. You be happy if you crack up. But she's taking the L. Danny's taking the L. And like you said, I feel bad for the little baby. Danny is taking the L. The baby is starting to look horny. He needs to get on his grown man at this point and see. I really want to
cancel
him.
Yeah, but that's
him.
Not fair. No, no. Because in DaBaby's defense, in the DaBaby's defense, this man got online and said that he knocked DaBaby out on site. He knocking him out. He's got the videos going where he's swinging. He's doing interviews with Jason
Lee.
But
why
he's doing interviews
on
TMZ.
Why he couldn't be one-on-one? Why did the baby to run up with the crew?
I agree.
He didn't
But at the same time,
I didn't even see the man hit him.
But at the same time, you got to think, too, an artist like DaBaby, you get him when you see him. I don't know when I'm going to see you again. I don't see you all the time. But when I see you, I see you. I'm not going to call and schedule a meeting with you so then that you can go do an interview and say, DaBaby called me and scheduled this. No, I seen you. This is the time I seen you. I'm on your ass.
So you run up. You run up. He was the one slipping and sliding in the back. I didn't even see him throw the punch.
He threw the first punch, and then he punched the ice out the man's hand.
Okay. See, that
then the security guard attacked him.
Mm-hmm. The baby's short. I didn't see him do that part. But the other guy was holding him down. Come on. If you trying to do a head up, do the head up. You don't have your goons hold them down and you slipping and sliding all down the it ain't no.
That looked a fool, didn't it?
It looked a fool, and then he little. You know, it just didn't look right. I'm just like, dude, come on. I think, like you said, there do needs to be another 101 boxing. But he ain't about to do that. He not about to do that. And I want to cancel the baby so bad, but I like his music. I do. But he a mess, and it's showing real little boy vibes.
Yes.
You got a daughter. You got other kids. Like you said, you just look a fool out in these streets at this point. You doing too much. I would have respected him if it was a one-on-one, but not with them holding him down like that.
And then dragging him by his pigtails. Thank you. Bye. She is so stupid. Okay, 0255, you're live on the air.
I'm gonna jump in and say this. To your point, I agree with you as far as like, you know, him, the brother, handling it the wrong way. But also from an emotional standpoint and being in the heat of the moment, if my sister was being embarrassed to the extent that she was on that live, I could see an emotional response being the one that he gave. You know, he did take it too far, but just to play devil's advocate, I feel like it was an emotional response. Had the baby handled the situation with Danny in a different way, then we might not have gotten to this point. But that doesn't excuse the way that Brandon handled it for it to escalate. Now, as far as the fight is concerned, I definitely don't think it was fair at all. I saw the video on TMZ as well, and I can see that the baby clearly punched the cup, not him. And then, as we all saw, the security proceeded to jump in, pull the man by his hair, and the baby kicked the man while he was on the ground. So, no, I don't feel like it was fair at all. And, no, I don't feel bad for Danny Lee because, again, you reap what you sow. She chose to get involved with a man like the baby. She knew his character from the jump, but she proceeded to mess with him, have a baby with him, also tie his ex-baby mama. So, again, you reap what you sow. That was her karma. All of this is her karma. And, all I can say about the baby is I don't much from him. He's a grown man who wears diapers in public, so he needs parental supervision. He needs to be supervised, and he needs to mature. I'm not going to hold you. Keep doing your thing, and like I told you yesterday, I'll be calling and giving my 2 cents because I want to
support. All right, thanks, Bo.
Peace.
Bye. I love what you said. See ya. All right, 8312, you live on the air.
Oh, my gosh, Armand, I'm so happy to be on your show. I love your show. But
thank you.
I have to agree with your point, and I actually have to disagree with the last caller. I think that it was fair because, first off, we know how the baby get down, okay? He's from the hood, all right? He kill us, all right? So why would you think otherwise that that was going to turn out differently? You know what I'm saying? Like you said, he was talking all this mess online. Did he really think that he was going to go up to the baby and be like, hey, let's talk? Like, no. You
no.
Know what time it is. You were not the yellow bone that he want. Dan Lee wasn't the yellow bone that he want. So what do you think was going to happen? Point blank, period. So
yeah, I just think that he did way too much pump faking online to then say, I want to talk to you like a man. It'd be one thing if he
exactly.
just responded the day of, like the caller said, like it was an emotional response on the first, when it first happened. I get that. But then you calling TMZ, you doing interviews with Jason Lee, you got your friend recording you at the boxing with the trainer, saying you knocking the baby out on site. Okay. So at this point, we're not talking.
Exactly. It's on site. You said it's on site, then it's on site. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, Brandon, he don't need to be talking to the baby. He need to be talking to his sister. All right? She made the choice to lay down with this man and have this man's baby. All right? So, talk to your sister. Support your sister. There's no – the baby –
Yeah, but that's – I mean, do you have a brother, though? Do you have a brother?
I do have a brother.
Okay, so at some point, I mean, if I don't know whether he's older or younger, he's not going to want to see a man disrespect you.
Of course not. But at the same time, it's like he doesn't have any control of that situation. Danny Lee's in that situation. She's sleeping with the baby. Brandon is not. You know what I'm saying? He can want the best for his sister. If he keeps on putting herself in that situation, it's going to be on her. You know what I'm saying? Brandon can hoop and holler, and he was hooping and holler, and guess what happened? He got his ass beat.
Okay, thank you. I got to let you go because you did curse, but thank you. All right. 1594, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. So about this whole DaBaby thing, I feel like DaBaby had already knew he was going to be there. That's why he took that picture and posted it beforehand. Because let's be clear, ever since DaBaby made those comments about HIV and AIDS, he's been absent from the charts. He's been flopping down. So I feel like he's trying to save face and save his brand. I don't feel bad for Danny Lay's brother because, like you said, like once you put that energy out there, there is no, okay, we're going to see it's on site, but you can't jump me.
And let's be very clear. I like what you said because now that I'm thinking about it, maybe DaBaby got the drop on him. DaBaby went there for that reason. I don't see why DaBaby would just have been there kicking it. Maybe because, you know, everybody's in L.A. right now. So somebody could have hit DaBaby like, you know, that nigga Brandon is here. And they pulled up on him. What picture did DaBaby pose?
It's on his Instagram. And it was a caption like, it was something to the extent of like, I beat people up or something like that. I don't know the exact quote of the caption. But it was posted 9 hours ago before the whole situation. So I think he posted that trying to save face and, you know, protect his brand because DaBaby hasn't had a look since the whole HIV/AIDS comment.
Ain't crap changed first nigga play get slapped on, stepped on. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Hold on. I don't know if this is the same thing, but we could try. Let's see if we could kind of reach and stretch and make that a thing. let's see. This one right here, look at my screen. This?
Yes, that is the one, yes.
But what do this have to do with the fight?
I think that's his way of subliminally posting about, because he knew that once he fought, of course, this made news, so I think he knew people were going to run to it. So that's why I think he had posted that in advance, so when people brought it up, it's like, oh, he had planned this out. That's just my little conspiracy theory, yeah.
Okay.
But, again, to all the people saying, like, oh, he shouldn't have fought him, he shouldn't have did that, he shouldn't have had people jump him, excuse me, but there are no rules to fighting. You can't tell me it's on site, and then you're posting pictures of you boxing, but it's like, when I see you, it's, oh, you can't jump in, though. It's like, no, you said on site, that means on site.
So they saying in the comments that DaBaby was shooting a music video there. If he was shooting a music video there, why the heck was Danny Lay's brother there? What a dummy.
They said it was London on a Trike's birthday party. That's what I know in the Shave Room comments they were saying. It was for London on a Trike's birthday party. So he rented out the bowling alley.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Boo, for getting to some things. I have to take some more callers. Thanks.
Thank you, Armand. Bye.
Bye. Okay. 9235, you live on the air.
Hey, yo, Armand, what's going on, bro? Congratulations on your success. I just wanted to chime in real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, man, bro, with this DaBaby situation, I don't know why Danny Lay's brother went in there unmanned. You know, I don't think that was really a smart idea. But I think that, like, with a situation like this, like, DaBaby, anything any situation he get himself involved in, he always flip it into, like, a clout move or something to boost his attention. So, you know, I think he just did, you know, put himself in, like, an energetic space to capitalize off any situation. You know, even the cameraman, the cameraman slipped, so he got that on footage. You know what I mean? So I think he might just use it and catapult himself to a point of controversy. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's all my two cents on it, bro. And have a great day, bro. And enjoy
so do
your
you
success
think that? But do you think that it was well deserved? Like, do you? I mean, Danny Lay's brother. Like, what? How do you feel about Danny Lay's brother saying that he wanted to talk to DaBaby on the side, one on one, like a man? How could you do that after everything that you said online?
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, he went in there unmanned. Like, in the footage, you don't know if he's there by himself. You don't. It's like, who's speaking for you? Like, who's speaking for you? How did you even know the setting and the point of space? Like, it was just a horrible way to even initiate contact in that situation. You know, it's like, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really think there's nothing to really talk about more time. Just like, if you ain't rocking with somebody, you know what I'm saying? If you pull up, then you just pulling up for smoke. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
thank
but,
you.
But that, yeah, have a great day. Peace.
You too. 1012, you live on the air.
Hey, Owen.
Hey, what's going on? Was it a fair fight or no?
It was a fair fight because
wow, really?
Yeah, really. I'm from the Bronx. And you say it's on site, and you come up to me dolo, first of all, we're going to probably think you got a gun. If you come up to – if you see me with all
right.
my guys, and you pull up to me by yourself, we're going to think you have a gun sighting on you. So he did the right thing. And two, DaBaby didn't ask his crew to jump in. He took the initiative and punched him first. Like, he hit him first. He didn't say, all right, get him. He hit him first. They just decided to jump in after he hit him. So, yeah, I felt like
but
it was
do you
fair.
Think they should have jumped in?
I don't feel like, well, if that was his security, then yeah. But if that was his homeboys, nah, they didn't need to jump in, though. They could have let him rock because I think DaBaby would have had him anyway. He already had him slipping off that punch, that first little punch. Even if he hit his cup, he still slipped off that.
So you think that DaBaby, if this was a one-on-one, DaBaby would beat up Danny Lay brother? If it was one-on-one,
yeah.
No slipping, no sliding, you don't think Danny Lay brother could fight?
I'm not saying that he can't fight, but he was doing a lot of talking. And people who do a lot of talking, they don't really got hands. when people are quiet about their stuff, they the ones who got the hands because they let their hands do the talking.
Yes.
And my last thing I wanted to get into, people was clowning like, oh, he had his security. But everybody was laughing at when Nicki had her security hit Cardi B. So how is that fair?
Ooh.
They was all talking junk. Like, people in the comments was laughing. Like, I mean, like, saying, oh, he had his security, though. But y'all was laughing when Nicki Minaj's security hit Cardi B.
Well, that's a whole nother conversation. But, child, let's get into it. Okay, thanks, boo.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, 2505, was this a fair fight?
Hey, Armand, what's up? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I feel like if he was going to talk all that mess, he should have, like, had his hands together. Like, he should have knew, like, it's on site. I'm about to run through your stuff. I'm about to get at you. Because I, like, the baby, how his persona is, like, on the internet, he doesn't care. Like, he's going to do what he does. But I don't think it was a fair fight.
Is there truly a way that a regular civilian like me or you or Daniel A's little brother could truly have beef with a celebrity and feel like you can have a true one-on-one on the street? Absolutely not.
Oh,
they're always going to have security.
Not.
So it's honestly pointless unless you have security of your own.
Unless they told him, like, hey, let's do this pay-per-view fight, because I think he even said something about that. We can get this, like, televised. I think he would have been better off getting it televised because there's actually people. It would have been, like, a one-on-one. But I still think the baby would have got on him.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not – I used to really support the baby, but it's like – now it's like I'm just looking at you like, nah. But I still don't feel like it was a fair fight, but you can't sit here and tell me it's on site and then expect me to talk to you. No, like, the moment you pull me to the side, I'm throat punching you.
Now, how do you feel about what about Dani Lay?
I feel bad for her coming
from,
I am a mother, so I feel bad as a mother for her because my uncle is now fighting my baby daddy. My child is going to see that. Now people are talking to my child like, oh, yeah, your uncle got beat up by your dad. I feel bad for the simple fact that there's a child involved. I don't honestly feel bad for Dani Lay because I'm a light-skinned woman and I still took offense to her song Yellow Bone. Like, I took offense to that. So it's like, you doing this with the baby and you doing that with the baby, you knew his character. I'm sure y'all been together messing around for a minute. I'm sure he says some slick off the wall type stuff. So you knew from jump that he wasn't nothing of the nothing. So it's like, for you, I don't feel bad for you, but the child involved, I feel bad because now the child might potentially be like looking at her family like, why did y'all do all of that? Y'all could have been just talked.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Boo. Thanks for watching, okay? I got to move on.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye. All right, so Super Chat 7587. Super Chat to the top. 7587. We're going to grab you. 7587.
What's going on? Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
The baby hit that ice cup with, like, the full force of all his ancestors. I really thought he had actually hit that man. I was confused.
Okay.
It was a fair fight.
It was a fair fight to you.
It was a fair fight. You know why?
Wow.
Because if Brandon decides to set the baby up the next time him and his sister are exchanging her child, that's fair as well. So listen, if you want to play dirty, we can play dirty, and that's the mentality that man need to have. You know what I'm saying? He want to get all, I want to talk to him, I want to, nope. And I really feel like he was clout chasing, to be honest. That wasn't about your sister, because we had never heard
of
that.
Yeah, that wasn't about your sister. No.
Yeah. Yes, sir. It was fair. But I would definitely get him back. He owe you one, Brandon, so you know what I'm saying? That's what he need to do. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Thanks, Boo. She said it was fair. The girls are saying it's fair. The girls are saying it's a fair fight. Wow. It's just so interesting to see what people think and how people feel about stuff. 0767. 0767, you're live on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes. What's going on, Boo? How are you?
Well, this is the thing. I feel like it's not a fair fight, first of all, because he ran up on him, first of all. He runs up on him, and then he has his crew jump him. So it's hard to say if something's fair when you have four people coming at you at different angles, beating you up, And then it's just like, that's not fair. The baby could have got him by himself. He could have went, whatever he was going to do, he could have did it without the crew. But no, he had all of them jump him. Then he's pulling his hair. I mean, what can a man do? I mean, he can only do so much. So to be honest, he should have got him at the right time and in a fair place, but not like that where you got your whole crew, because he planned that. He was ready to do that. He knew where he was. He pulled up. He was at the function. And he decided to say, you know what, we're gonna get this man. So they
well, what
they
it did seem
him.
Like, but if I, in the TMZ video, I will say, it did look quite cinematic, which means it felt like cinematic, meaning it looked like there was a high quality camera crew there filming. So I don't know if they were filming like a documentary or a movie or music video. I'm just not understanding why Brandon would be at a situation where DaBaby is filming a video.
I mean,
of anything, the, by himself.
This is the thing. You know, the last caller was trying to bring Dani Leigh into the situation. It don't really have much to do about how you feel about Dani Leigh or about her baby or DaBaby's relationship. This is strictly about DaBaby and him running up and jumping Brandon Bills, is which what he did. He didn't fight him. We're not going to call this a fight, and we're not even going to say it's fair because it's jumping. When you do that, just like if I was in the street or you were in the street, Armand, and four dudes came up and jumped you, that wouldn't be fair because you really wouldn't have a chance.
Absolutely.
You feel me? So at the end of the day, it's just wrong. And DaBaby, I'm not going to call him what he is, but he's a you know. And that was not a good move for him. So at the end of the day, no, I'm not messing with it.
Okay. Thanks, Bo. Thank you so much for calling in. Hello? All right, let's take another caller. Was this a fair fight? 9183, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. This is my
hey,
first
what's going
time
on?
Calling in.
Well, thank you
hey,
for calling
so
in. I appreciate it.
No problem. So was this a fair fight? Absolutely not.
Okay.
Anybody who's been jumped before, I've been jumped before. You know this is not a fair fight. Regardless of who you are, how much money you have, he talks all this stuff about how he's such a gangster, he's such a G, he can do this and all that. He goes around hitting women. But then you run up on somebody, you hit them, but yet now you have all your security jumping in. He could have handled that fight on his own. He didn't have to have his security jump in. He didn't have to jump that guy. I don't feel like he would have lost that fight even if it was one-on-one. Now, to his defense, the guy was, you know, going online, saying this, that, and the third, doing all this and that, and he shouldn't have done that because now what can you do? What do you expect? It's on site. That's how it is in the streets. Yes, there's no rules to fighting, but if you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk. Don't say that you're this and that, and then you're jumping somebody and you all slipping and sliding like you're in a cartoon or whatever. No, it wasn't a fair fight. Do I feel upset? No. Do I feel bad for the kid? No, I don't feel bad for the kid. How old is the kid? Isn't the kid like one? By the time the kid is lucid enough to understand and process what has happened, it's all going to be water under the bridge. That kid is going to be well taken care of. DaBaby, I know you're listening. I want a rematch, and I want it to be one-on-one. You don't need your security jumping in to fight that man for you, pulling hair like y'all are a whole bunch of females. You can handle your own. Be a real man. You want to throw a punch? Then fight like a real man. And then the first punch he threw, he didn't even hit the guy. He missed.
Well, I will say this. After being here and just being around people that have a lot of security, I noticed that the security, they just react. They don't wait for an order. Security guards, they be ready to attack people. Like, I mean, when I went to that Cardi B party, I'm literally trying to walk, and the Tiffany Haddish security was elbowing me and hitting me, and it was like even at the Offset party where Cardi B was like trying to be with her fans, the security was like elbowing the fans and strong arming the fans. Like hell, even when I'm with Jason Lee, the security they be ready for the smoke. Like they don't you. There's no time to say, hey, I'm going to handle this one alone. DaBaby, I don't think that he was even thinking to tell the security, do not react. I just think that he decided he was going to stalk that.
He knew that security was going to jump in. He knew that. That's why he threw that punch.
He knew that. So he, and then this is a family matter. This needs to be handled in private. I want a public rematch, but honestly, this is a family matter because that is the uncle of the child. You know, that's the baby daddy situation. They need to handle that in private. They need to figure that out privately. This shouldn't be something for everybody to be involved in and be able to see publicly. That's just my opinion.
Thanks, Boo, for calling in. And thanks for this being your first time.
Thank you. Bye. I love you.
All right. Love you, too. Thanks for watching. All right. Keep it moving. 2956. You're live on the air.
People really get me right now because everybody act like they don't have toxic family members. They don't act like they don't fight people, and they act like they don't understand street rules. First of all, if you tell me it's on site, baby, guess what? It's on site. You better run up, and you better keep it. You better keep your hands ready. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Mm.
And if my friends are there, we all fight. I got five sisters, and if my sisters are there, and you say run up, my sisters are running up too. And you better be ready because all of our hands are clawing on you. That's
okay.
That's just how it is. And he met his energy, whether his hands connected or not. He kept Brandon's energy, and if Brandon wasn't ready, Brandon just wasn't ready. So we're talking about what's fair. A jump is a jump. Street rules, there is no fair fight when it's street rules. He came with street energy. So there is nothing fair about street rules. That's just like basketball. Stop asking him to, oh, you ran a foul. There is no foul in street fighting. So if he got jumped and he got his pony, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Because you should have had your ponytails wrapped up. You should have took your earrings out, and you should have been like, oh, no, you won't. You should have been swinging on everybody. You should have took a bowling ball and threw the bowling ball at everybody. You should have had your feet planted, and you should have been ready for them.
No shade. I mean, he could have done some better preparing than trying to have a conversation on the side, because that obviously wasn't happening.
Absolutely.
So I'm kind of with you. He should have been figuring out, okay, how many niggas he got with him. If I got to go in here and throw some bowling balls or throw some shit at people and run, I got to figure it out.
I'm throwing bowling shoes. I'm throwing chicken nuggets. I'm throwing soda. I'm throwing everything at you. If your people coming at me, I'm throwing sodas in their eyes. I'm letting that caffeine hit their eyeballs. I'm going at everybody. If I'm going down, I'm making sure ain't no talking. I don't need a conversation with you. Trust me, because I got beef with my baby father's people. And when my baby father, his cousin said, oh, girl, it's on site, trust and believe, I'm waiting for them too. I'm waiting for them right now. So I'm on the baby energy right now too.
Okay, period.
Period. Go ahead and have a good day. So I'm with the baby on this one. Ain't no talking. We going in.
Okay. Cause
have
you,
a good day, darling.
You too. Okay. She ready. Okay. 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 Whoa. Okay, she's locked and loaded. She's ready to go see her baby for the family now. Girl, do not trust you. Please don't do that. I love this stupid show, okay? Okay, Mimi Velez. Oh, hey, girl, I haven't seen you in a while. Brandon should have approached him in private setting if he didn't want to get jumped. He's stupid for running up solo. No, he tried to approach him in a private setting. That was the problem. There is no approaching me in a private setting after you done did all of that online. Okay, 3017, you're live on the air.
Hello, do you hear me?
Yes, what's going on, boo? Talk to me.
Okay, so this is the first time I called in, so yeah, just let me know that. So the question is, was this a fair fight, right?
Yes.
In my opinion, it wasn't, because at the end of the day, it was how many guys against one. But at the same time, I do understand, like, when it comes to the streets, like, there's no rules. Like, it is what it is. Like, you better be ready. And if you're not, then it is what it is. So I just feel like it's kind of unfortunate because there's a baby involved, and it's just sad. And I just feel like this needs to – I just want to see around too, honestly. I want to see if he could really fight.
Right.
That's what I want.
And my thing is, and I think a lot of people are having a problem feeling sorry for Brandon because they're not really sure if he was truly standing up for his sister. Like, I think he'd get more sympathy if people really genuinely felt like he was standing up for his sister. But it almost felt like it was more of a clout chase, you know. And he kind of took an opportunity that his sister was going through with the baby to insert himself to potentially sell his music.
And, I mean, he's got himself out there. He's in the box. He's everywhere now. So, I mean, for the wrong reasons, but, you know,
yeah.
But, yeah, that's all I have to say. And I love your show. Like,
thanks for calling
in.
Yes. All
right.
All right, boo. Have a good day. Okay, let's take another call. 25. Somebody said, slid his blank right down the lane. Strike. Okay, you guys play entirely too much. All right. Shout out to Tamika. Judy Justice, 2563. I'm coming for you. Okay, hello?
Hey, Alon. This is Judgy Justice.
Hey, what's going on? Oh, Judgy Justice. What's going on? Talk to me.
All right. So first off, there's no such thing as a fair fight. And especially if you're not going to be threatening me online, saying that you're going to do this to me, do that to me, posting pictures, flexing and stuff that you're going to whip my ass. Like, you need to stay ready. And you're not.
Thank you. So the rules here is there's no cursing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 7939. Okay.
Hey,
what's going on? Why do you be falling out? What?
Because it'd be so quick. They'd be da-da-da-da-da-da, cuss word, click, thank you. And they'd probably still be talking. Oh, my goodness, what happened? Okay, anyways. So I don't really care about the fight overall. I just don't like the baby. So I'm going to just make that clear. So my opinion might be biased because I don't like that man.
Okay.
So he has a pattern. I don't know if you remember a few years ago when he first came out, he had a show. And the person who was opening for him, which was, I guess, you know, a small-town rapper in the town he was opening in, asked for a picture with him, and the security jumped him. There's a video of the whole thing. It was unwarranted. It was uncalled for, all that. Then, do you remember
DaBaby security punched a woman at the concert
That. But what I was about to bring up was the second time when I think either it was the valet boy or something like that at a hotel asked him for a picture. Now, the video didn't have no sound, but I don't remember if anything else was said, but they ended up jumping this boy at work because he asked for a picture. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the woman that he slapped, he has a history. Something's wrong with him. Okay? I don't really understand.
It makes me nervous because I feel like somebody not gonna really play with him and they gonna shoot him.
As they should.
Because he almost feel like he's untouchable and people not gonna be somebody gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna get this nigga. I'm not gonna go head up with this nigga. I'm gonna set this nigga. I'm gonna shoot this nigga.
And then DaBaby punched the wrong girl, if I remember correctly. He didn't even punch the right person, which it's not even the wrong girl to punch. Let me be clear, because you're punching a female in the face. But you punched the wrong girl, too, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not 100% sure, but I think you punched the wrong girl. So with all of that, and then, okay, I'm not negating Brandon was talking mess and doing all that he was doing. And it is on site. But instead of saying I wanted to come up and talk to a man, and then know what you should have been going up to him to say is, let's get this one-on-one in. Why didn't you contact him in the Instagram DMs and say, let's set up a one-on-one? Which, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see where you thought you was going to get a conversation, and I don't believe that you was walking up trying to talk man-to-man. Because Danny Lee got his phone number, so you could have did that. He might not
answer, but you know what I'm saying? If you want to talk, then you there's other ways to talk. Not when we get in person after you've been talking all this that you've been talking. So I feel like my problem is it's just the jumping. So I named all those things to say the baby knows his security is going to jump people, which is why he keeps jumping people. And I don't like that problem. And that's what I'm saying. He has a history. So, yeah.
And so you're saying that he knew his security was going to attack that man. So that's why he took off first, because he knew the security was coming behind him. So he wanted to he wanted to embarrass him. Mm-hmm.
Whatever it was, whatever the baby be doing, I don't know if where he was from that he actually used to beat dudes up, or did he just have a crew because maybe he had more money, you know, so he was the kingpin or whatever he might have been. He had a crew that would fight for him, and that's how he got the reputation of beating everybody up. Do that make sense? I don't know how it happened, but now I feel like you ain't never really fought nobody. You don't have no hands. In my opinion, I feel like you're weak. I feel like you don't have that from the shoulders. I feel that in my soul, you don't have it from the shoulders, because your security. Oh, and then let's not forget the Cam Coldheart dude. I thought about him, the Cam Coldheart dude. He wanted to fight a baby. That was clout, but they jumped him too. The baby didn't fight him on his own. They jumped him too. So yeah.
All right, thanks, boo. I got to take some more calls. Love you for calling in.
Bye.
All right. CHP Inc. says, breaking news. The baby is under investigation for assault with a deadly weapon. He is digging his grave further and further. To think he was just collabing with Dua Lipa and Justin Bieber. All right. Let's take another call. 7063, you're live on the air. Hello.
Hey, Armand. What's
going on?
Nothing. So what that last caller said, everything she just said, is 100% correct. 100% correct. The baby cannot. Clearly, this shows he can't fight. Every instance that he's fought a dude, it's always been with his security. So as far as Danny Lay's brother, yeah, Danny Lay's brother is stupid as hell. Because if you're going to be talking all that talking, you know, make sure you can walk, you know, walk the walk. So he was dumb. He didn't come prepared. But at the same time, it also... That situation just shows me that baby, this is another instance of showing that the baby can't fight, just can't. Because if you're able to stand on your own 2 feet, because he could have easily just said, hey, I don't, you know, yo, you, to security, yo, you guys fall back. But he didn't do that. So, you know, to me, that just shows that he doesn't have, people are gassing him up more than what it is. So that's just
okay, Carla, are you available? Hello? It's a lot going on in your background.
Exactly.
Thank you. It's a lot going on in his background. Call back. I think there's a lot going on. 0990, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hi, how are
you?
Yes.
Fine. Oh, I'm so excited to be back. Okay, first of all, I just want to say, can he really say it's self-defense if in the video that TMZ has, the guy's just standing there, the baby threw the first punch. And I personally think that the soda suppress charges, okay? Because he only hit the soda. The soda suppress charges.
Okay.
Another thing is, since the baby's other baby mama had commentary to say, because she had commentary too, somebody should ask her, did she give Danny Lee her shoes back? Because we still clowning over that.
Okay.
Did you get that girl her shoes back? And another thing, like, he was scared of Danny. Danny should fight him next. Danny should fight him.
Okay.
And I agree with him, everybody else, that he definitely has a reputation of fighting people, but we don't see him fight 101.
Okay.
The child is just, she's not even one yet, but when she gets older and figure all this stuff out, she's going to have a lot of questions.
Bye, thank you. Woo, child. All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap it right there. All right. Thanks, guys, for calling. If you guys didn't make it in on...